The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 9th of December, 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's there. Good morning, buddy.
He's not there.
Jared is here, present, rocking, ready to go.
Okay.
So good morning.
So what day is it today, Jared?
Today is pastry day.
Whoa. Okay. Pastry day. Trish Clark, one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh. You are. Okay. Thank you, Carl. And the feeling is mutual. I love this relationship with KCNR Radio and Trish and Carl and Linda Bott, and it's a great.
We have a good time.
It is. It's wonderful. And it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 56, a low this evening of 35. Mostly clear, and there's some areas of frost and some smog or fog in the South County. Real dense fog and up into the Shingletown area. So watch those roads going south. On Friday, the area is high of 56 and a low of 34 on Saturday, chance of rain, a high of 48 and a low of 40. On Sunday, rain, high of 46. Sunday night rain, a low of 42. And on Monday, rain and a high of 48 and a low of 36. And it looks like the showers are going to last into next week off and on. And by Wednesday, rain and snow showers likely. So, looking for some winter weather, which is to be expected this time of year. Do watch out for that fog going south because it's really dense and ugly. My house, I live just not too far off the river, and these mornings I get up and I can't even see the street, so it's really foggy. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Whoa. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Michelle, good morning. We're having a big day today.
Good morning. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on the show this morning because we've been talking about it all week, Carl. And today you get to meet Santa Claus at KCNR. He's going to be a guest on Heroes of the North State. And I, along with yourself and myself and a bunch of community members who are coming together, to make it possible to get toys for tots.
Okay.
So I know we've been talking about it all week, and tonight from 4 to 6 this afternoon, he's going to be at KCNR right there on Market Street, and it's 1326. Is that correct, Carl?
1326 Market Street.
Market Street from 4 to 6. Come meet Santa. Bring a toy for Toys for Tots, but the toys also aren't required. So if you got a little one that just wants to come down and meet Santa Claus, bring them down. And then he's also going to be interviewed on air, and kids are going to get to call in from 6 to 7 this evening during Heroes of the North State and talk to Santa and tell him about their Christmas wish and make all of that happen. So we're just really excited about today. We've already collected lots of toys, and there are a lot more coming.
That's it. So if you want to participate with this, and I hope you do, come on down. Bring the kids. Bring the grandkids. Come on down and meet Santa. Bring a unwrapped toy so that you can help people not as fortunate as we are. Some child have a great Christmas. And we need toys from that 0 to 1 age. And then I can see learning toys for that. And then all the way up to age 18. So... yes. It could be a number of things, board games, I don't know, just so many things out there.
Oh, my gosh. I know they need balls. They really need some soccer balls, some basketball.
Yeah, soccer balls, basketball balls, things like that. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And then, hey, Carl, let's tell them the phone number to call tonight.
So and tonight is
605-4567.
And
4567.
Yeah, so we'll be breaking in on the show on our 4 to 6 p.m. show, just breaking in, you know, on a regular basis to tell people, come on down and see Santa. And then at 6 o'clock, Santa will be on the air. So you can have kids, if you couldn't make it down, have them call Santa during that time frame.
That's great.
Absolutely. And if you want more information, go to myumbrellamarketing.com. It's got the backline phone-in number to call Santa and all the details about today's event.
Perfect timing. It's time to come down and get Santa up. Make him know what you need for Christmas. So come on down, kids.
Okay. So it starts at 4 p.m. today at 1326 Market Street at our offices. There'll be parking out here, and there's parking in the back. There's parking everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and we don't want to forget, because none of this is possible without our community, and our Hero Circle sponsors for this event is NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Emergency Water Supply, Fire Water Supply, of course, KCNR. You guys are always very generous, and then My Umbrella Marketing. So thank you to all of our Hero Circle sponsors, and thank you to our community in advance, because we know we're going to have an outpouring this evening. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Michelle. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. That's tonight. We're going to have a great time.
That sounds like fun.
It will be. Hey, okay. This transgender swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, not Penn State, University of Pennsylvania, is causing a great deal of consternation, because if he has just shattered Ivy League records when it comes to swimming.
Well,
and in the last 1500 meters, they have a 1600 meters for some reason. The closest female swimmer to him was 38 seconds away. So he was well over a lap ahead of the next female swimmer. And one of his teammates has spoken on, you know, anonymity, says, everybody has talked to the coach about this. And we've all got to be great. Oh, Lee, you did great and all that. But if she gets back to even close to his times, and he was a second team all Ivy League, it wasn't like he was, you know, a slouch, he will bust every woman's record.
And what has he done? He has proven what we already know. Men are stronger swimmers than women are, as a general rule. So what has he accomplished, other than take the efforts of a whole bunch of women who have worked their whole lives to strive towards these goals and possibly compete at these real high levels and maybe the Olympics? And now you got a guy who's come in, and he can swim better than they are, and he's going to bust all their records and change all the rule books. It's just wrong. And you said it all the way through. I mean, he, she. He can say, my opinion, he is whatever he is, but he is still a male. His abilities and his strengths are based on his being a male, and he shouldn't be able to compete with the women. That's just my opinion.
Well, you know, they're saying, this doctor did a study, says, he says that first year, you know, because they do the testosterone thing, and they lower the testosterone in the transgender woman. And he says, in reality, in 1 year, they shouldn't be competing athletically with other women. And he did a study with Air Force recruits and transgender, mm-hmm. and found that in the prior to gender-affirming hormones, trans women performed 31% more push-ups and 15% more sit-ups in 1 minute, and ran 1.5 miles 21% faster than female counterparts. After 2 years of taking feminizing hormones, the push-up and sit-up differences disappeared, but trans women were still 12% faster. So, you know, if a person is going to be a transgender, and it's an athletic thing, in reality, the swimmer from University of Pennsylvania should have set out another year.
And then he should compete with other transgender women.
And
they want to make a new sex. They need to stick to their core.
Well, and the thing about it is that so she sets all of these records and can go to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Olympics are for another 3 years. And according to the research, in 3 years, that those differences will have gone away. But
according to the research,
to that one, this is just one study.
And they don't have enough. We don't have enough documentation or studies on any of this. Recognizing what are we talking? What percent of our population is actually a part of what 1%? 2%. How can we possibly have a track record long enough or enough people to test to come up with statistics? I think sometimes you just need to use basic common sense and know that a man is stronger than a woman, and he still is a man. In most cases.
There's a bunch of comments on the internet about how these girls are just letting this happen. They should boycott a protest. Now, this is the woman that complained, that was the speaker.
I think they
here.
Should.
At the end of the day, it's an individual sport. If we protest it, we're only hurting ourselves because we're going to miss out on all that we've been working for. In other words, if they boycott it, they've now, everything they've worked for up to then.
Yeah.
And so she said, but the female said, but she added that something needs to be done to protect biological women who fought for an equal playing field in collegiate athletics so that they're, so that all the money doesn't just go to male athletes or male programs. So, okay, now we fought hard to get it here, but now we fought to get to this level. And now, there's no chance of us succeeding in this type of situation.
Well, I think there's an easy solution. Transgender men should compete with transgender men. Transgender women should compete with transgender women. Men and women should stick to their own lanes and compete with each other. I don't see the problem. You're taking a different person and putting it into the game with the others, and I don't think it should be allowed. But I think that the athletes are not probably the ones that can do anything about it. It's the people that are in charge of these organizations and rules. How is the Olympic Committee? I haven't paid any attention, but have they taken a position on whether these transgenders are going to be able to compete at the Olympic level? I mean, have they come up with any opinions from, because the Olympics have rules.
They had a transgender woman competing in the last Olympics from Australia or New Zealand, one of the two, a weightlifter.
Mm.
So, and Donna DeVerone, I don't know if you remember her, but
no.
She was an Olympic swimmer, and she's been really big on equality for women in sports. Said, we've got to come up with some kind of plan here that you're women that have worked so hard to get to a level, and there's going to be transgender women that are going to be, setting records. And so there's got to be something in there that protects the women and the transgender athlete. But if you have three more transgender swimmers come in to the University of Pennsylvania,
they
that's
take all
three
the
women. No, that's, but see, that takes the place of women, biological women who have reached their zenith and are good, but they're not that good. So they lose their spots on the team.
They're not as good as a man.
On the strength thing. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Last night, it's been a busy 2 weeks. Last night, I fell into my Sleep Number bed, adjusted it to my Sleep Number setting of 80, Linda's Sleep Number setting of 40, and I didn't move. I woke up in the same position, practically. And I went to sleep in.
That happens most nights if you're at the right level on your sleep number.
Yeah, and that 360 smart bed will track your sleeping and give you hints about, at this time of the night, you were moving. And it just gives hints and tips. You don't have to do it, of course. But it's another way that Sleep Number is trying to guarantee your sleep. It's difficult to guarantee a good night's sleep. But our sleeping and Sleep Number has been much better than any other bed I've ever been in. And you can tell the difference when you go and travel and you come back. I mean, you can be in good beds, but it's not the same. You've had a Sleep Number for over 20 years.
Yes, I have. And I can certainly tell the difference when I'm traveling. It's great to get back to your own bed. You get a really good night's rest. Don't toss and turn so much.
You know, watching my son's face when he got into the Sleep Number bed, because they bought a Sleep Number bed while we were down there in New Mexico, and just watching his face when they brought the feet up and the head up, and because he has a back, you know, he has back problems. He just totally took all pressure off the back, and it's, you know, he goes, "Yes, this one." It was probably the quickest sale they had made in a long time. Sleep Number right now is you can save up to $500 on a select Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed during the Sleep Number's holiday savings event, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go in and talk to the pros. Lay on every one of them. Check it out. Let them show you about the difference it makes when you can adjust the bed on the pressure points on your body. Now, this is that special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com or the store for details. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Yeah, let's wake up here now. Okay, good morning, everybody. 7:25 in the morning. It is the 9th of December. It's 45 degrees out there and cloudy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They'll be opening up that Anderson branch in January. They've been having some supply-side problems, too.
Yes, they
getting
have.
Getting that place up.
We have several projects down in Anderson that are suffering from supply side issues.
And so I couldn't help but say, you know, when we're talking about things with the Chamber of Commerce yesterday, credit union, Members First.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, member. And I said, well, is this because of Joe Biden's policies? Yeah. Well, Linda slapped me, so I backed off. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Well,
they're getting ready to open this
facts.
New branch. They're opening up this new branch, and then, of course, they have three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way and one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But I was on a remote on Tuesday, and it's a business that's moving to Anderson, NorCal Tractor and Trailer Rental, and they've got a 12.5-acre property they bought down in Anderson along the freeway there to put their new buildings in, and it's going to be beautiful. But Cornerstone is in their corner the whole time for that.
Perfect.
No, Cornerstone Community Bank.
Yeah, there's lots of freeway property in the city of Anderson.
Now, here's your chance to you want to get started on a little rip here or a rant, something that's torched you in the last week, or have you just been mellow?
I'm just mellow. I have to tell you, Carl, the world around us is so unbelievable. The things that are happening from the federal level all the way down to the local level you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah.
Let's take a local issue right here. We go to all the trouble, and of course, most everybody out there who is familiar with me at all knows how I feel about committees and advisory groups to our elected officials. I think they're a waste of time, okay? I think we elect the people to do the job. We ought to educate them. They ought to put in the time, make the decisions, learn what they need to do that. That's their job.
You've been like that for 10 years.
I've been that way for 30 years.
Well, 12 years.
I mean, I practiced it for 20 years.
We're starting our 12th year next week.
Yeah, okay. I never agreed that I can remember to an advisory committee or any of that all the time I was an elected official. Having said that, they got a committee together. That committee have made up of very qualified individuals, representative from each district.
Pretty smart people in this group.
Very, very, very qualified individuals. They spent a lot of time, a lot of meetings over, a year and a half, coming together, two proposals for the Board of Supervisors to meet the needs of the new redistricting. Well, one of them was kind of just just changing a little tiny bit,
right,
making a few changes here and there to come up with the right numbers. And then one was a very bold proposal, the basis of which is that each, kind of like a pie shape, where each district would have a section of the city of Reading and a large portion of the unincorporated area, so all five supervisors would be facing kind of the same issues and dealing with that.
Right.
That was a broad stroke and a big deal, but they came up and they spent a lot of time doing this. So what does our esteemed five members of the Board of Supervisors do? Throw them all out. Waste a year and a half. They need to come up with another plan that just kind of draws some lines and changes some things. And once again, perception is everything, and find it very interesting that they managed to district out a couple of the people that are running in the recall against Modi. Now, does that have anything to do with anything? I have no idea. Have not discussed it with anybody. But again, you got to deal with perception. Because if one of those two people actually were to win this, they can't rerun. Unless they move. Because right. they won't know, they no longer will be
affect,
a member of.
It doesn't affect the election.
No, it doesn't. But they but can only
the
be in
next
office.
Election. It will
exactly. And I don't know. Like I said, I just read a little bit in the paper yesterday. Turn Creek Bottom is kind of a natural part of the city of Anderson and that whole thing. And I understand it's now been taken out and put into District 2. I'm not clear. Anyway. Those members of that committee spent a lot of time and reasoning behind their recommendations. The board spent, a couple of meetings and some, and then I gotta say, they kind of all agreed at the last meeting, and then Patrick up and votes no.
Well, you said
People called him from District 5 and District 2 and
said they didn't like it. And
yeah, well, I would guess that's true.
Then Les jumped into it and said, wait a minute. I
represent that district, and they tell
no,
me.
Well, no, he says, nobody has said a word to me, and Modi said the same thing. Nobody said a word to me about it, and he's, and they've been to the meetings, and he said, I didn't hear any complaints, but Patrick did. Patrick voted against it. So, not that it made any difference.
No, it doesn't, but it's one more example is if the board is going to make the decision, then take the time to study the issue. Do the work, and then make the decision. Why go through a year and a half of a committee that you're not going to pay any attention to?
You know what? Do you remember the electrical, the REU
there
committee?
There you go. Yeah, I do.
And that's a perfect example.
And they
the
finally
city.
Got rid of them because they didn't like their recommendations.
You had, Adam McElvain was in it, Mike Quinn was in it. There was a variety of people that knew what they were talking about, and before they could give, they were all ready to give their first report. And the city council just disbanded them, gave them a nice little plaque, but weren't even able to give the report.
Well, they gave several recommendations along the way that the board that the city council just didn't like, and they were making a lot of good points about how the money for the electricity was being diverted and blah blah blah. They were uncovering a whole lot of little things that didn't like to be uncovered, and so they decided to just get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Scott Seaton's on the line, and we'll get to him right after the breaks. We're talking about the North State Symphony. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's their anniversary month, so they've got a big sale going on. And can you imagine a big sale going on during Christmas?
It's always great.
The only
to shop.
Full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great people. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. I'll probably stop through there for a little, for a little something.
Well,
for Linda.
And ladies, if you're not exactly sure you're going to get exactly what you want for Christmas, it's a good idea to just go in there and maybe take a look and drop a few hints and maybe just kind of put a little present under the tree for yourself. I mean, it's okay to do that.
You can be from Santa.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions, leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you'd like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Premier, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. The Trish Show, Trish Clark Show. The 9th of December, 737, it's 45 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Hey, right down the street from us on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Jump on over there for savings. Great car wash. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. You know, talk about, you know, Christmas presents.
A great Christmas present.
Great Christmas presents. Get the coupons and give to a person.
Keeping your car clean is just it's good for the environment. It's good for your morale. It's nice to get into a nice clean car.
Well, Linda washes her car.
I don't like to have a dirty car. It doesn't feel good.
Well, you know what? I know you're against forced mandate of a forced vaccination thing.
Yes.
But I do recommend people get vaccinated before they get in my truck. On the line is Scott Seaton, who is the conductor, the man, el jefe, el supremo of the North State Symphony. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Carl, Trish. How are you both?
We're well, thank you.
How does it feel to be the man of music? Huh? How's it feel?
Oh, I'm just a collaborator and an ambassador for live music and the arts.
Well, you're doing a great job. Hey, have you ever, like, during practice, I don't know, do you call it practice? What do you call it?
Rehearsal.
Okay, got it. Rehearsal. I should know that because I'm married to Linda. Do you ever so often, do you have one of those little batons, right? Or what are they called?
Yeah, it's a baton. And
okay.
I can go either way. When I'm conducting smaller groups, I go without it because in the fingers, I find that there's more information, more nuance than when you have a baton. When you have a baton, it's really to reach a larger orchestra when people are sitting, you know, 20 yards from you.
Okay. So now, do
like,
you,
the,
do,
like the low
do
brass,
you,
the trombones.
Do you ever just kind of get a, just a, you know, like a little wild hair, and you point at somebody when it's not their turn to watch them, just kind of like lose it?
Oh, I'm sure they would freak out if I did that.
I mean, just when you're, you know, when you're rehearsing, just reach over every so often at the brass section and wave it at them and go, you know, and they're thinking, wait, we're not in this.
You know, that's probably the same as asking someone to play by themselves in rehearsal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, something big's happening. Something big's happening.
Yeah, we have our concert set this weekend.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun time.
Let's talk about it.
Well, our annual holiday set is Friday night in Chico at the St. John Evangelist Episcopal Church. It's Saturday at the Red Bluff State Theater and Sunday at 4 p.m. In Reading at the All Saints Episcopal Church. As tradition dictates, it's a delightful little program. It's a mixture of, like, classical and Baroque sort of favorites, wonderful holiday and spiritual tunes from all across many time periods. We feature one of our young artist winners, Valdis Biersnicks, who will be singing a few tunes with us, including O Holy Night and Purcell, If Music Be the Food of Love, and also the Christmas song. So, and then we're going to end the evening with our it's a Christmas medley. So there's a little bit of everything to get everyone in the holiday spirit.
Wow. So I just want to tell you, because I'm so proud of her, is that I know you're singing O Holy Night. Nobody sings it better than Linda.
No, they do not.
I'm sure.
No, I mean,
and they do not.
I mean, she's, I mean, besides that, she's an accomplished singer. She loves that song, and it turns into, and she turns into opera with her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, we should have Linda join us for our holiday concert sometime.
You know what? You should ask her if she'd like to do it, and she'd be more happy. And she, you know, she'd audition for you. But you know, it's a but you know what you're doing though. This is going to be great. It's going to be at All Saints Episcopal Church, 4 o'clock on Sunday, the Christmas show.
Yep.
Christmas music and everything. Wow. That's
going to be exciting, I'm sure. I love the Christmas music, and specifically with the big orchestra and everything, it's going to be, the symphony is going to be great.
That's right.
And well, it is a nice-sized orchestra, but this is one of our slightly smaller concerts, so because we're in churches, we have we're featuring the North State Symphony string, so our string section are the featured musicians in this concert.
What's happening next year, Scott?
In the spring?
Yeah, when you kick off again.
We have our next Masterworks in February. It's a program called Finding Inspiration. It's also our annual side-by-side with the youth orchestras of Reading and Chico. And we also have a guest bass soloist all the way from Indiana in IU in Bloomington. We have our youth and family concerts in March, which we will feature Peter and the Wolf. So just a nice tale that everyone knows. And if you haven't heard it before, you know, everyone's going to want to come out and see, you know, just how instruments can represent characters and tell a story.
Yeah,
and,
the flute.
And then, of course,
yeah, that, you know what? That is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and then the big season finale is... It's a piece, again, we've been trying to do for a couple of years now, but it's always postponed or canceled. But finally, you know, because this was originally part of Beethoven's 250th birthday, which was almost 2 years ago now.
Well, something came up in between,
yeah,
right?
We've had a few interruptions.
Yeah. So we're finally going to do his Ninth Symphony, and it's just going to be an epic event. We're partnering with the Shasta College Chorus and Simpson University Chorus, so four wonderful singers from the Bay Area, and including some local favorites who have performed with the symphony many times. And we couldn't think of a better way to end this year and our grand return to live performances.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Now, being the ignorant person that I am on the Ninth Symphony, everybody knows his 1812 Overture, right?
Right.
Everybody knows that. How can you not know that, right? Is that going to be played at all this year?
1812?
Yeah.
No, we actually did the 1812 Overture for one of our Pops concerts. I think it was in 2018.
Okay.
And what was so great, if you were there, is I actually had a lot of audience participation to be the canon.
Oh, really?
We blew up a bunch of paper bags, and I brought a bunch of people on different parts of the stage, and we actually recreated a very nice canon sound in the Cascade Theater.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Because of that, I went out and bought two cannons, and hoping that you were going to do it again, and I had two cannons ready. That we're going
to
make.
You know what? I'll try to squeeze it in one of our coming seasons again.
There you go. I mean, these things could, you know, they could rock the place, you know. So, anyway, you know, Scott, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. You are truly a great ambassador for music and the classical music here in Northern California.
Well, I appreciate that, Carl, and you all are great ambassadors for everything that's happening in the region, and I always enjoy coming on your show.
Well, you know, next time you come, you know, it doesn't have to be just in relationship to a show coming on. If you're ever in this area, I know you don't live right here. But, you know, you come swinging through town. Love just to have you come on the show and talk about music and how we get kids, you know, how do kids move from, you know, kindergarten into music? Because we've had a number of graduates of kids from our schools around here going to, I mean, like famous music colleges.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And there's. Even as we speak, a lot who have graduated from various schools in Reading are at some of the most premier schools in the nation. So a lot of great things come out of Reading, and I would love to come on and chat about all of this. And I think there's another person in Reading. His name is Anthony Polcari, and we could both come on and have a conversation, and we could play some saxophone and cello and cover all kinds of bases.
Oh, you know what?
That'd be great.
We would love to do that. So, you know, give me a call, you know, on your downtime, and let's do that. Let's just keep the interest in there, except for when, you know, have you on other times besides just when these great concerts are coming in. One more time, tell everybody when and where.
Okay, well, it's Friday the 10th. Here in Chico at 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church. We have one in Red Bluff on Saturday night at 7:30 at the State Theater, and one Sunday in Reading at the All Saints Episcopal Church at 4 p.m. It's a nice little program, not too long. It's about an hour, and there's no intermission. So just, you know, holiday cheer and a nice, you know, way to propel yourself into the coming season.
Super. Scott, thank you. And if I don't see you on the 10th, I'm sorry, on the 12th at All Saints, have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, very Merry Christmas, Scott.
You too, Carl, Trish. Always a pleasure chatting with you both.
All right.
Okay, buddy. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell is one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
She absolutely is.
I mean, she is. I ran into her the other day. And she hasn't changed in 15 years. And just that little Texas drawl. And she is, you know, you have to remember, she is the total expert when it comes to insurance and financial matters. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you've got any insurance questions, any questions about health insurance, life insurance, or what about your finances? She's got two separate divisions there, and she's been doing it since 1993, helping our community. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 221-0441 is her phone number. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio, of course, on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, right here. And all over the world, really, because we stream all over the world. We're here and we're talking to people in Thailand right now.
People can go online and
anywhere.
And stream from, yeah. Are you?
And they're saying, Carl, how do you know people are in Thailand? Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Okay? I'm saying there's people in Thailand listening to us. So, prove me wrong. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He is into the workers' comp cases. And worker comp also includes extended coronavirus It just doesn't go away, or reactions to vaccinations, these things. But if you haven't got a lawyer to help you get back to work or to get you the treatment that you need, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's Patrick Gorman. He's going to be on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And he is, I mean, it is amazing everything he comes in, because he'll talk about the other aspects of the law too. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. But if you need somebody today that's going to fight for you, give Patrick a call, 262-2168. Okay, we only got a few minutes before Simpson. We've been invaded by Simpson University and tons of toys.
Yes.
Toys are just being delivered in here by people.
For the upcoming events this afternoon, where everybody's going to get to see Santa and come in and bring your toy in and visit with Santa.
Now, important announcement, the VA clinic on Hartnell is shutting down.
Yeah.
I mean, did you know that? Well, it is. Clinic itself, starting Friday, tomorrow, they're going to be moving. There may be, if you've got an appointment down there, okay. But then they're opening up the new clinic, this beautiful new clinic, next on the 15th. So tomorrow being the 10th, so it'll be next week. So if you have an appointment at the clinic, you have to go out to Knighton Road. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, why am I hearing about it now? Well, they sent out 10,000 postcards at some point. I do not remember getting one. I just don't. Sorry.
And you go to the VA clinic.
I go to the VA clinic. Only reason I knew we were moving is because I went to the VA clinic and I read the signs. So I call the people down in Sacramento. Well, first of all, I tried to call the clinic to reach Don Black. I lost his card. So I just called, you know, who you would think, the information side. Mm-hmm. Well, it's some 916 number. They have no idea how to get a hold of Don Black. I called the clinic itself. They don't know how to get a hold of him.
And who is Don Black?
He runs the clinic here in Reading. So,
but nobody knows how to get a hold of it.
Right. But now we've had other people from the clinic's been on our show over the years. Well, Linda runs into one of them yesterday, and he says, we can't say anything. It all has to come from Sacramento. So yesterday, and on not just yesterday, but several times, I have emailed and called their public information officer down there, Jason somebody. Have I gotten a return call yet? No. Have you seen anything in the papers? Well, then I was told, well, it's on our website, and we have it on our Twitter account. And so the first thing I think of is, I don't have a Twitter account.
A lot of our veterans do not have Twitter accounts.
I'm looking at not just our Korean War veterans that go down there, but the thousands of Vietnam veterans and other veterans who have served. They have to take an Uber down there, or they have to come down, so they come down for their appointment, and they don't know that the clinic has changed. Mike Mangus has tried to get information, and he hasn't gotten any. And I'm going to call Mike today and see if we can't just, you know, can we pin them down on this? But, my friends, if you're seen at the Reading VA clinic, it's moving out to Knighton Road next week.
It's right across the street from the veterans' home. It's right
it's
off
huge,
Airport Road.
Huge.
It's a huge
you're
building.
You're not going to miss it.
Yeah, you can't
but
miss
you
it.
But you need to know about
but,
it.
Well, not everybody's going to just go down to and know exactly where it is on Knighton Road. That's a stretch of land that is not familiar to the whole
that's
world.
Right.
Knighton Road, that extension, has not been there that long. Only reason you'd go out that way before was to go to the airport.
Right.
But most of the time, that wasn't the normal route to the airport.
It's not.
And the Veterans Home is out there.
And you can take the Knighton Road exit, and it, you know, bends you around a couple corners, and then, you know, then you'll be there. But the best way, if you just head for the airport, hit Knighton Road, take a right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're heading to the Benton Airport, and you see Knighton Road, take a right, follow that around, and you'll see the clinic. It's absolutely beautiful. And they, you know, supposedly staffed and everything. So, but why hasn't this been like running on every radio station and in the newspapers for a month?
One would think that's a big enough deal because I wish we had someone to tell us the statistics about how many people visit that veterans hospital clinic on a regular basis.
Well,
there's a lot of people there every time you go by.
If 8,000 people are helped at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, you know it's got to be double that.
Well, exactly.
At the clinic.
I mean, when you go by the clinic now, it's always full. The parking lot's always full. There's people there. Then there's a lot of people also who have... who can't be helped here, who are driving down to Martinez, who are down to...
Well, they've expanded the area, I mean, so that you can be seen locally. That has really helped. I have not had to make a trip
years. Well,
that's good to know. Yeah, they will allow you to go out in town.
In town to
do
see
that.
Doctors,
and that's great. Right. You know, I went to an orthopod and, you know, a couple other things. You know, like getting your eyes. You don't have to go down anymore. You know, you have your eyes checked. The clinic that checks your eyes... and dental health and something else. That hasn't moved. That's in that building across the street from the city hall. But this is huge, and we have to run because we have Simpson University joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Escorts the flag-draped casket bearing the body of the late Senator Bob Dole to the Capitol Rotunda, where a congressional tribute is underway. President Biden has delivered remarks, as did Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He spoke of Bob Dole's love of family, of Kansas, and his sacrificial love of country.
Today we honor the amazing life that love created. And we thank God, the source of all love, both for Bob's incredible journey here in this life and for the fact that he has entered his eternal reward in the next.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Senator Dole, also a Republican presidential candidate and a war hero, died on Sunday at the age of 98. Following his virtual meeting this week with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Biden today will speak with the President of Ukraine and other leaders across the region about the Russian military threat.
2 days after having a two-hour video call with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Biden has a call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He will also talk to leaders from the Bucharest Nine, a group of countries on the eastern edge of NATO allies. On Tuesday, Mr. Biden warned Moscow of severe consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. The White House is emphasizing a need for diplomacy and de-escalation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Following a three-day rally, a pullback this morning for Wall Street. The Dow down 31 points, NASDAQ off 113, the S&P 16 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
An unofficial British-based tribunal concludes that China committed genocide against the Uyghur people.
Sir Geoffrey Nice, announcing his findings, said the tribunal would not have been necessary if it was possible to hold China to account in an international court. He detailed harrowing abuses of what he called unconscionable cruelty, including rape of men and women in custody. He described the destruction of mosques, torture of detainees, and forced sterilizations and abortions. It was this, what he called a concerted policy of lowering the Uyghur birth rate, that, he said, had led him to conclude that China intended to destroy a significant part of the Uyghurs and had therefore committed genocide.
The BBC's Caroline Hawley. Austria planning to impose fines of $4,000 on those who ignore a coronavirus vaccine mandate the government plans to roll out in February. News and analysis at townhall.com. The European Union planning to introduce a plan to improve conditions for a growing number of gig economy workers. Plans it could reclassify some as employees who deserve benefits.
It's the latest setback for digital platforms that rely on independent contractors to deliver food and offer rides. The draft rules outlined by EU officials aim to clarify the labor status of people employed by app-based companies like Uber and Deliveroo. Uber says it's committed to improving work conditions, but worries the EU proposal could put thousands of jobs at risk.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Senate Republicans, with the backing of a couple of Democrats, have passed a resolution aimed at overturning the Biden COVID vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 or more employees. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's the 9th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm, and Pat. Pat, I left two pieces of paper out there on the phonograph system. Can you bring those to me, please? And, of course, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Trish is my Tuesday, she's my Thursday host, and it just is very relieving for me to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Instead of doing hours of research, I cut that down to, like, I look at the front page. Because I have you.
Because you know I'm going to have a whole bunch of things to talk about every Thursday morning.
Yeah, okay.
Always have. Well, the first of which is it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 56, a low of 35, and mostly clear. There was some real good fog out there this morning again. On Friday, were areas of frost and then sunny, a high of 56 and a low of 34. Saturday, a chance of rain, a high of 48 and a low of 40. And on Sunday, rain, a high of 46 and a low of 42. Sunday night, rain, and Monday night, rain. And looking like we're going to get some showers all through next week.
Ooh.
So that's a good thing. We need the rain, certainly.
We do. Not that it makes any difference, because for some reason they keep letting it out of Shasta.
They're just running it right down the river and right out into the ocean as quick as we speak. Every time I drive over that, it just makes me crazy.
You know how many billions of gallons of water goes out into the ocean that we don't try to recapture it recycle it, you know.
For a whole week, Carl.
It makes me crazy.
It absolutely does. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
What doesn't make me crazy is Simpson University.
Hey!
And today we have Dr. Norm Hall.
Good morning.
President. And thank you again, Norm, for being there last on November 11th, which is their usual day that they're on. We did a remote, and it was Veterans Day. We do it down at Crown Motors, and they're very, very generous down there, Crown Motors is. And I told Norm, you know, we're having a remote, and I know it's your day. And he says, well, I want to come down because you all have a very, very strong veterans. Veteran support group or veterans, I don't know, you've got a different name for it, I think.
Veterans Affairs Center.
Yeah, and the Veterans Affairs Center.
We have more than 60 veterans who study at Simpson University. And, Carl, it was my honor and privilege to be there. You know, we just celebrated how many years, Pearl Harbor?
80.
And, you know, first thing in the morning, my father and I were dialoguing about the importance of recognizing the sacrifices that have been made that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy of Christian higher education. So, you know, Carl, we have a memorial wall on our campus. We have our Veterans Affairs Center. We cannot forget those sacrifices. And thank you again, as always, for your service.
Well, you know, and I found that almost every one of the people that I know have served all believe it's an honor to serve this country. And it's when you look back at what happened, Japan was betting. Mm-hmm. And it was a big gamble that day. Mm-hmm. And when they took out the battleships, we were, you know, God was smiling on us that we didn't have the aircraft carriers at Pearl Harbor. Mm. And if they'd hit the aircraft carriers, who knows what would have happened in the Pacific. That war would have lasted maybe two more years. Mm. But they were hoping is that we would kind of like, okay, kind of acquiesce. Mm. They had no idea. Yamamoto knew it. He says, I fear we have awakened the sleeping giant.
Yes.
And you saw what happened after that. So, you know, don't punch us in the face and expect us just to smile. I know that's the Christian thing to do. However,
not going
to
happen.
Not going to happen. Okay. Norm, there's what's, you know, the momentum keeps growing at Simpson University.
It does. Things are really good at Simpson. You know, we just had our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And we've been in Reading for over 30 years. I believe this is the 33rd year. Of course, you know, Carl, that we're really pleased to announce regularly that we have more than 1,500 of our education students teaching in the North State. Our nursing program has achieved number one in the state of California. A couple of years ago.
Oh, wait a minute. It's gone up to number one now.
It's number one now.
Oh, my God.
It was fifth like last year. So it is now number one.
Right.
Out of 150, 160?
140.
140 programs.
So I met with the dean of nursing yesterday. I said, what's your next trick? I don't know.
You're number one. Where are you going from here? What are you going to do next?
Last I heard, now this is anecdotal, we're in the top 20, 25 in the nation. So it's a great community. We have great hospitals with great opportunities for our students to study. And so anyway, back to the our bass fishing team, which I know you like to ask about. You know, there are over 600 bass fishing teams in the nation. And we were ranked about 4 weeks ago number 18 in the nation. Which really is 18 in the
considering
world.
That you're competing against the Southeastern Conference down there.
Yeah.
You know, that's all they do is fish.
And we're best in the West, again, second year in a row. So, but really today is about, and I hope I do less talking today because we brought some truly special guests. I'll let you introduce them, but, I'll say Dr. Steve Kim has been transformative in the music space at Simpson University. He is tireless. He loves Jesus. He loves our students. He's a baseball aficionado. He shoots buckets with the team. And then he puts on this crazy, giant, amazing Reading community and Simpson University choir, Shasta Orchestra event. And this year, the gym was packed beyond probably what it's ever been packed. I didn't do any counting, but I know that we had seats all the way to the back wall. And it was a phenomenal night. Steve has pioneered growing our choir from our student choir several times over. In the last year, we put a modest scholarship in place. And he brought in some fantastic people. He's a change maker, and he's a big, big part of the momentum at Simpson, and he brought a special guest today. So I'm pretty excited about you hearing from these folks today, Carl, honestly.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break before we do that. And Steve just handed Dr. Hall $5.
It was a 20. Five doesn't go very far.
That's
anymore.
Right. That was just the first part. Catherine, you better come up with some more. Hey, look, you know what? As we get older, things start getting sore. Have you noticed that? I found myself the other day just bending over to tie my shoelaces, and I groaned. What is this? Why do I groan? I make groaning sounds, and I'm like, I didn't used to make groaning sounds.
It's part of the aging process.
When did that start? When did groaning sounds? Catherine here, Marks, who is a Simpson University student. How old are you, Catherine?
I'm 23.
Okay. Catherine doesn't have that problem. No, she doesn't have that problem yet. You will. I'm just letting you know. So practice not groaning right now. But if you have those things and things are happening, you're riding horses and just riding a horse right there, is, I can guarantee you, you're going to have a sprain.
You're going to find all kinds of new muscles that you haven't heard from for a while.
Stop by Pro Rehab, Physical Therapy and Sports Performers, Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. Let them get you back into action. These two are experts in their fields. Worked with the U.S. Olympics gymnastics team, football combine, colleges, universities. They know what they're doing. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030 today, or stop by 3673 Eureka Way, which is in the Sunset Shopping Center, and find out how to get back into shape. We'll be right back with Simpson University.
Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions, leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, the 9th of December, 8:19 in the morning here, 45 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car before the government forces you to, renting the electric... Okay, that was not in the read. I just thought I'd throw that,
throw that one in. Throw that one in.
Renting electric utility has rebates, and every time I do, Dan goes, oh, no. Renting electric utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle or charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We're here with Simpson University, and... we're with Steve Kemp, who is the chair of the Department of Music and Music Department Director and Professor, and Catherine Marks, who is a Simpson University student and choir member. So good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
You got to talk right into that. Think of that like a dental x-ray.
You got to get your face right into it so that everybody can hear you.
Unless you've got a voice that we can hear from like two streets down. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
There you go. Stephen.
Tell us a little bit about you and how you came to this area and what you're doing out at Simpson College. After the great build-up you got, add to that.
Well, thanks for having me, Trish and Carl. I am a composer, I'm a conductor, and I'm also active in the Korean pop industry known as K-pop. I spent my childhood in Korea and also in Texas.
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar. And I went to high school and college in San Francisco studying piano and composition. Then I went on to the East Coast to pursue my studies in choral conducting, working with choirs. Then I returned here to the West Coast after spending 10 years in the East Coast to start teaching music at Simpson.
Wow, okay.
How long have you been at Simpson?
This is my fourth year.
Okay. Fourth year. Now, you know Scott Seaton.
Yes.
I mentioned his name because I think you all are collaborating.
We are collaborating very soon. In May, we're doing the Beethoven Ninth.
Yeah, we just talked.
We just talked to Scott earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have.
He's got a program coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, please come to the North State Symphony Concert.
Yeah, that's going to be All Saints Episcopal Church.
Yes.
4 p.m. Sunday. Now, When you've been here for 4 years, when you get to a place and to a university, do you make a plan? I mean, like a 5-year plan.
I make a plan, and usually it doesn't go according to the plan.
No plans do.
Yeah, plans are what we do while life is busy happening.
Right.
But this is where I am, but this is where I want to be in 5 years.
Yes.
So how's that going? Or just tell us about the plan. I mean, how was Simpson University, and I don't want to put Simpson on report, but how long has Dr. Hall been here?
Fourth year.
I came in together with Dr. Hall.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. Mm-hmm. We can blame everything on his predecessors. So when you came in to take over the music department, what did you see?
When I came in, the music department was dry, and... there was not a sense of momentum. And when I came to this town, I wanted a challenge. So when I was looking for a job after my doctoral studies, a prayer I said was, I'd like to be at a place where it's already set up well, where I can take the group or ensemble or the students to the next higher level. Or I want to go to a place where there is nothing or not much there, so I could learn how to grow together. And I wanted that challenge, and I was put in that place where I was faced with a lot of challenges.
You got the challenge, the second part of your wish. Yeah.
Well, you know, when we in the military, when you get assigned to a new command, in some ways you hope you're getting a command that needs lots of help. Because you walk into a very well-oiled, disciplined command and everything is working perfect. I mean, what are you going to do? You try to keep it going.
Why change it?
Yeah, why change it? Now you go into a place that's having problems and then you change it. And you change it usually for the good. So I can see you said, I love your terminology. It was dry.
Mm-hmm.
So it had room for movement,
river growth,
and growth.
Yes, and I saw Dr. Hall's vision And I saw his heart, and I knew that he saw what I saw. And together we supported each other. We believed in each other's vision, and we started grinding, and we got to work.
So okay. What makes up the music department? You have a choral group, you have an orchestra, a band.
Yes, we have multiple choral ensembles. We have an orchestra that is a partnership with Shasta College. So we have the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. We have a jazz band, and we have a worship band. And we have a lot of smaller ensembles, and then we have music majors and minors who study their own instruments and voice.
So you have different bands in this that are smaller bands. We were at an event the other day. It was one of the high schools. They had drums, guitar, bass. I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
From one of the high schools that was providing music. So do you have music students love music, obviously, and they form their own groups. Do you have stuff like that?
Yeah, we have a lot of student-led groups. So we have had a cappella ensembles in the past. We're starting a chamber music ensemble. We started a gospel choir last year. That turned into a great success. So I really...
Can you hire can people hire these groups?
Of course, we're here. Please hire us.
Well, no, I mean, if you had something like you wanted to do, do you have
a big party and do you have a
country western group?
We can form that easily with Dr. Hall on his trombone playing. No, we have.
You need a fiddle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we actually had a local Christmas party that was held by a community member, and a couple of our members from our jazz ensemble went to do the gig. So
I was thinking, because a lot of times we have events where we'd like to have some background music or maybe a little vocal group. They could just contact the music department.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good.
And we were also invited to sing at the Garden of Lights event yesterday.
Haven't made it there yet, but
Linda's always looking for good musicians, and I tell her that you ought to go out and talk, and now I can give her a face here, Steve Kim, and because she plays regular gigs, and it might be good experience for some of your students.
And we have one of the best musicians right next to me right here.
And we're going to get to Catherine in a second here, when you are, what are some of the additions that you've made to the music department, Steve?
Yeah, some of the newest additions in our program, we have launched a digital media program at Simpson University. So with that new launch in the music program, we also launched our new concentration that we're starting in the fall, which is music technology and media concentration, and also a music business track. And we also put in high emphasis on our revamped worship arts program. So, and we're also adding lots of Korean pop artists to our roster as well. That's my root as a Korean American, and I am active in the Korean pop scene. I don't know if you know the group called BTS. They've been winning all the numbers in the Billboard, and they've actually won the Artist of the Year here in America, a Korean group. I think that's remarkable. I like to call that the Korean wave. So as a Korean-American music instructor, I could provide that experience for our students who would like to explore that culture and musical experiences.
But what's the difference between, for people my age, it was the British wave, Beatles, Rolling Stones, all the groups coming in. It just practically took over music in America. And then, so what is the difference between K-pop and regular pop music in the U.S.?
I would say, in a way, it is glorified pop music, and that has a sprinkle of the Korean culture, Korean fashion, and Korean identity embedded into it. So, just fascinating, modern. But the musical style is going to be similar to what you hear here in America.
They play instruments, and we went through the boy bands thing.
Yes, boy bands are the biggest ones. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they don't play their own instruments.
Yeah.
In the past, they were just singing for the most part. So does the Korean version of that, they play their own instruments?
Many of them do.
Many of them do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Steve Kim, who heads up the, well, doctor, I imagine. That's, is that Dr. Steve,
Steve Kim?
Yes. Okay, Dr. Steve Kim, who heads up the Department of Music and the director and professor over there at Simpson University. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine Marks, a student there and a choir member, but she also has brought an instrument here that she's going to play for us when we come back. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It is not an assisted living facility, my friends. No, this is for active seniors. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chef, great, great places in there to live. Two-bedroom, one-bedroom places. They're pet-friendly. Transportation available if you want it. What a great place to be there with people that you're going to have great discussions with, activities always going on. For more information and a tour and probably have lunch, give Brian a call at 238-5981. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take a chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first.
That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, that was Catherine Marks, Simpson University student and choir member, but obviously a
accomplished musician,
a flautist. Is that the right way to pronounce it?
Flautist.
Great. Okay, tell us about Catherine. How did you get into music? How long have you been in music?
Well, I've loved music my whole life. I came from a fairly musical family. I started studying the flute in fifth grade and studied for 8 years all the way up through high school. And at the time, my passion was to study flute performance, and I had plans all lined up to study at the University of Washington. And in a turn of events, I ended up coming out to Reading to do a 3-year ministry school, which I absolutely loved. During that time, I took a bit of a break, so I took about 5 years off of flute playing, and it's been such a joy to jump back in full force as a music student at Simpson University.
Why'd you take off?
Well,
is that something that's none of your business, Carl?
I just felt God calling me to do ministry school, and I could have played flute in the meantime, but
yeah.
I mostly prefer playing in ensembles, and with my time commitments, it was a little challenging to... I did participate in the Shasta Symphony Orchestra 1 year,
okay.
Which was quite fun. But other than that, I mainly relied on solo playing, which wasn't as much of my passion.
So did you ever march in parades?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know... I love that. You know, I see, you know, because I go to parades and I'm emceeing parades, watching the band come by. And, you know, people playing tubas and all this, but then there's the people playing the flute. And then you got, you know, the guys with the tubas casting these looks over at the people playing flutes, thinking, I could have done that.
Instead of carrying this great
instead of carrying this tuba going, oomph-wah, oomph-wah. Anyway, so you're a student at Simpson. And what do you want to do when you're finished?
Well, I have quite a few things I'm passionate about. One of those is being a top flutist and one of the best symphonies in the world. I would love to just continue pursuing flute, potentially going to grad school. And I also know that I would love to be in ministry to some extent and also write books.
Well,
lots of variety of passions.
Well, you're 23 also, so you've got plenty of room there.
To do that, exactly. So this is your first year at Simpson?
It is. It's my first semester.
Okay.
Why'd you choose Simpson?
Well, last year I decided to get my associate's degree online, and with COVID, it actually opened up an opportunity for me to do school online that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. I was grateful for that, but it made me really miss being in person. And I knew Simpson was here, but I just had no idea that around the same time I came out to Reading, Dr. Kim had come out to Reading as well. And I wanted to come to Simpson, but things weren't quite lining up for me. And I arrived for an audition as my last resort. And I wasn't even planning on being a music major, but that audition really changed things for me when I met Dr. Kim and saw his passion for what he does and his skill. And just that he was willing to take me under his wing and give me the opportunities I would need to thrive as a music student. And it was just clear that this was where God had led me to be.
So now you're a music major, and do you see perhaps teaching in the future, officially teaching?
Definitely. I love teaching. I think I could see myself teaching high school or even college level. I think it's such a joy to just see people discover passions and help them overcome obstacles in their thinking that might limit them from pursuing what they really are passionate about. And I think that's what the best teachers do well.
And you certainly have an opportunity to do all of the things you've listed, because you don't have to choose a career and do it forever. I mean, you can play with a symphony orchestra for a while, and then you can teach, and while you're doing all that, you can write the book about the experiences that you're having. So you can do all of your passions. I've always thought it interesting when people think they've got to choose what they're going to do for the rest of their life, and we just don't need to do that. We can have many careers and many focuses.
And Trish and Carl, you mentioned earlier about that 5-year plan. What are some opportunities? Well, what I'm most excited about is that what our current students will do after they get their degrees. I mean, we have Catherine right here, but I'm just committed to each of them, and their relationship with me doesn't end when they graduate, right? So I have my students reach out to me all the time. And that's the greatest feeling when your students go out in the world and do great things, do things that they love. So that satisfies my soul deeply. And as far as the department here, we have a new vision for the program. And Catherine came in when we launched this new vision. And with this new vision, our ensemble grew 10 times. Our size of the majors and minors grew 5 times. So it's a good time to be here at Simpson, and we're excited to make a difference here in this community and beyond. And I tell my students to be a global fish.
You know, I know that y'all are always thinking, but you know, during this season, you know, having a, you know, setting up a small choir with some music behind it, right down here on Market and Yuba Street, down there, right where the Market Street stops, right there. Mm-hmm. Having something there like that, just kind of setting up and during, you know, some evening playing, I think would be a great idea. Or a flash mob. I like the idea of a flash mob where people just kind of start showing up and you start off with the flute and it ends up in some crescendo type of stuff.
Like you see on the internet with, and you could do it at the Mount Shasta Mall or one of those places.
Right. And sing the Hallelujah Chorus.
I love it. Yeah, music. People stop to listen to music. Mm-hmm. Music gets people in a good frame of mind generally. Mm-hmm. And wonderful.
Well, you know, it sounds like you have found your niche here. You found a home, Catherine. Are you from this area?
I'm not. I'm originally from Boise, Idaho.
Oh, right down the street. I'm from Twin Falls.
Great place. I lived there for about a year. My parents lived there back in the 60s. I went to Boise High School.
Me too.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
And Bora High School still there?
Mm-hmm.
And there was are there any other high schools?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Now, because back then it was just Boise and Bora, and then I think there was a private school. I think it was a Catholic school was there. And the big rivalry was always between Boise and Bora.
Yeah, still that way.
Still that way, huh? Okay. All right. Steve, so you're in the 4th-year plan. You're expanding what kind of concerts or anything should we be looking forward to now that COVID's been kind of lifting out there at the university?
Yeah, we have just had a wonderful Christmas concert. We had our 18th annual Christmas concert, which Dr. Hall mentioned. It was a full house.
Spectacular.
Yeah, and we are always community-minded. What can we do for the community? So every concert that I've been involved, I've invited A-plus artists to contribute to the Reading community, and we have always invited local artists. Like first year, we brought a high school group, Foothill High School group, and for this concert, we brought our newly founded Hope Street Choir, members from that Hope Street Choir, and we were planning on bringing our homeschool choir. And then in the spring concert, we have it's on April 8th. Is it 8th or 9th, Catherine? That's when we were bringing a French, Korean artist, named Minjung Lee Leje. It's going to be our pops and jazz concert.
Oh, nice.
And then we get to collaborate in May, Carl, you mentioned with Scott Seaton and the North State Symphony, together with the Shasta College Choirs. That will be performing the Beethoven Ninth, which is about brotherhood, sisterhood, love, humanity. So we want to be the light in this city. We want to be able to be contributing members to this wonderful city.
Well, I'm married to a person whose music has been her life. And I've had a much more of an appreciation of music. you know, since being married to Linda. And I've been more exposed to music than any time in my life because she, you know, I think we should go here. And I said, well, I really don't want to do that. You know, go to the symphony. But I end up going and loving it. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to the different things that are happening, but I'm still pushing for a flash mob somewhere around Christmas.
We will make it happen.
Okay. hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Hall back on, and we're going to be looking at what's happening now in 2022 at Simpson University. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest-rated hospitals in the nation by Leapfrog, getting an A rating by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've gotten 4 out of 5 stars in a number of different areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, and much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is also starting a training program here in 2023, bringing in 24 residents to train. So that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday buffet on Saturday, December 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us do the work and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your holiday season. Our menu includes prime rib and baked ham with a tasty pineapple and brown sugar glaze with a selection of delightful trimmings and desserts. Tables starting at just $150 plus fees. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or see WindRiver.com for complete details. At the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's time. If you have waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a special clinic will be held at Shasta Lake Chiropractor, 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake City, on Friday, December 10th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Brought to you by Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center in partnership with Reading Drug. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson and booster vaccines will also be available. No appointment, no insurance is required. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards for local businesses at the COVID-19 vaccine clinic, Friday, December 10th at the office of Dr. Kobe, Shasta Lake Chiropractor on Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters.
Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you today we're going to be putting on the Facebook all the photos of a lot of these toys that have just come in here. As you know, tonight between 4 and 6, we're going to have Santa Claus in here. If you want to bring the kids down, bring the kids down. If you want to bring an unwrapped toy, that's great too, but bring the kids down, talk to Santa, see Santa. And then from 6 to 7 during Heroes of the North State, you can call into the show at 605-4567. Your kids can. And talk to Santa. And Santa will have all the answers in the world for you, just like Dr. Norm Hall does. Dr. Hall's back with us here. And, okay, the 2022 year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you're starting off at the cyclic rate.
All cylinders firing.
Okay.
I can't speak this morning. All cylinders filing. Got all of our filing done. Yes, things are going great. Let me tell you one of the fun things. You know, both of our soccer teams went into postseason play, and they were rough and ready. Let me tell you, Simpson University Athletics indeed firing on all cylinders. The most recent thing I want to tell you about is that our basketball team, we've got a guy on the basketball team I'm actually worried about that he will jump so high and hit his head on the rim. He is amazing. And we played Southern Oregon the other night. We've got this tremendous post player. We've got great shooting from the outside. We've got a great coach in Todd Franklin. And we beat Southern Oregon University the other night, and they were surprised.
They
could not keep up.
That's not what you said off the air. You said we wiped the floor with them, and I like that.
Okay, you caught me. I did say that. I was trying to, I'm trying to be pastoral, right?
No, let's say it like it is.
He's trying
to be a Christian man.
Being a Christian man.
Well, but the truth is,
this is sport.
Yeah.
And we stuffed them.
Listen, come out to our games. Go to www.simpsonu.edu. Check out the basketball schedule. Our women's team, our men's team, they're doing great work. And come out and have a hot dog, watch the ball game. It's a great night. And we just love for people to come to our ball games. We are, after all, Redding's hometown university.
Well, and I know that's your focus. You want to be a part of this community. And I always say Shasta County because I include the rest
perfect.
Of us.
We
don't all live in Redding.
Absolutely.
Some of us live in Anderson and
that's
other
right.
places. So I always say
and
Shasta County.
And that's right.
Absolutely. But I think there's a story that you need to share with us about another thing happening there.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy is Jonathan Anderson and I have been conspiring on how we can collaborate to support the mission, the special needs of the community. One story comes to mind recently, and it's perfect that Dr. Steve Kim is here this morning because he made an amazing discovery of an absolutely gifted musician that was living in a hard time space. So, Steve?
Yeah. I mean, it was a fantastic story of living on the streets. So, Steve?
Yeah, well, I got to meet a new friend named Alyssa Johnson. I mean, the story goes back from 3 years ago when I told you about some of the struggling times here at the beginnings. And I have begun asking, why am I here in Redding? Why in Redding? Why in Redding? So I got to really ask, what is the vision? And I I started looking up the meaning of redding, and to red, the verb form, it means to put structure into something, to put order. One of the visions that I've gathered, the issues that we have in town, one of the things that people told me about are the issues of homelessness. And okay, so I got to hear about that story, and so what are we going to do about this? So I had a vision of starting a choir for our unsheltered neighbors, and then I did not receive much support, and I was also busy with building our department, so I put that on the shelf. But recently, last spring, a lady named Debbie Brown from the refuge community came to me, who had the same vision for our unsheltered neighbor. And then she introduced me to this young gal named Alyssa Johnson. And I got to meet her. We met at Simpson University, had a chance to listen to her story for 45 minutes. And what a story she had. And I just held my breath and said, I'm so sorry, Alyssa, that you had such a tough life. And then we started playing Amazing Grace. She brought her cello with her because I was warned and I was told that she's a great musician. So I started playing Amazing Grace, and I was just curious what she was about. So I modulated and traveled through 12 different keys. And you know what? She was right with me. Played melodically, harmonically, so beautifully. And I said, wow, this is probably the best talent in Reading that I've discovered so far. Until Catherine got here. Catherine and Alyssa are great talents here in Reading. But I thought I wanted to program this concert. Our Christmas concert is always has a theme of hope because it happens on the first Advent Sunday, which is hope. So we entitled this concert Hope and Home. And she was our featured artist who played Bach's cello suite. That's Dr. Haas, one of favorite pieces. And then we did an improvisation on Amazing Grace. And she was the featured artist.
The place went crazy.
Yeah, that morning, I saw her cello stored in my office because she has an expensive cello. And it was in my office because she needed a place to protect it. And then when I saw that cello, I said a little prayer. If nothing happens at the concert, can Alyssa find more hope? And would Alyssa be able to find a permanent home or a long-term home through music? And just a few minutes later, I checked my voicemail because the light was blinking. And I didn't want to distract myself from the concert, but I was hesitant. But I checked the voicemail, and it was a gentleman from the community who read about Alyssa's story from the Reading Searchlight. And that he wanted to pay Alyssa's cello. And this gentleman actually did. He came to our concert. He was touched by Alyssa's playing. And the next day, he paid off $6,640 cello. And Alyssa went... Mm-hmm.
So she was paying for her cello.
She was, yeah.
And she's homeless. And if you don't know the story, she's homeless. She lives out in the ground someplace.
She is, yeah.
But she has an expensive cello because that is her life.
Yes.
And so he paid off the rest of the cello, over $6,000. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going on with Alyssa right now? Has she found a home yet or housing? Or
every night she searches for a quiet place in the lot.
Yeah, and they shouldn't get beat up or stolen or robbed.
Yeah.
And where is her cello still stored with you? Or
she always looks for. She has a lot of guardian angels here in town, so we take turns in storing her cello. But she tells me the story. The cello kept her alive. So
wow. We
want to just continue to provide that home. And I really believe that music department at Simpson University, we are the Reading's hometown university. So I believe it's our calling, it's our mission to serve our city, and that we would do this proactively and passionately on a daily basis.
Wow. So wouldn't that be great if she had a place that she could store it every night downtown so she wouldn't have to worry about it?
Yeah.
So, but it has to be, so if it was in a downtown business, it'd have to be here at a certain time.
Yes.
And then she'd pick it up the next day.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm sure that there's, I'm sure that could happen.
I also want to let you know that Alyssa is part of this Hope Street Choir, that this this lady named Debbie Brown and I helped start. When we started rehearsing this fall, we meet every Friday from 10:30 to 12, and we have a lot of people in the community who help serve lunch for this community, and we have grown this ensemble to about 20 people.
Oh, nice.
So we rehearse, and they've also been invited to sing at the Garden of Lights. And next year, we're actually hoping to do Amazing Grace with the full orchestra.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm. For Alyssa, I don't like just giving things for nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for Alyssa, is there a way that she can earn money playing?
Playing music.
Yeah. I mean, can she, like, be part of an ensemble or things like this where they get, like, a regular gig or things?
Now people are discovering Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need... to find ways to help create that stage for these musicians.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the term a starving musician, right?
Yeah.
We have so many talents, and here in Reading, and for me to discover someone like Catherine, someone like Alyssa, now that people are hearing more of her stories, I'm hopeful that she'll get more opportunities to play and that she will be able to earn a living through her gifts.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, hey, sir. Yes.
Norm, we've run out of time, partner.
Well, I love that story because it speaks into our vision of being present to and serving Reading community, Shasta community. It's a privilege, Carl, and thanks for having us in, as always.
Well, you know what?